joined by Ken Early this week to discuss a Premier League Sunday. And the reason why I want to approach this in this way is because not the idea that you saw the best and the worst of the Premier League on Sunday, because I don't think that's quite accurate. I think part of what happens on Sunday is a light is sort of flashed on all the directions of travel this thing can currently go in. So the first game was the 2 o'clock. It was finished Tottenham Hotspur 1, Aston Villa 2. It was a genuinely, absolutely pulsating encounter between two sides who view themselves, rightly or wrongly, as being upwardly mobile. Tottenham had the best of the early exchanges. If you didn't see the game, there was a lot of officiating within the game, but none of it seemed particularly contentious in any way, shape or form. All the decisions looked to be got right, and with one exception, to be got right relatively quickly. It was a tremendous affair. And then there was what was happening around Goodison and in Goodison Park. The intriguing part of which, as has been discussed elsewhere, is it felt as though in a couple of ways it sort of made the game feel like a little bit of a backdrop, and then I felt as though the theoretical Everton Goodison cauldron disappears second half because everyone's exhausted from all the emotional energy that's gone into the first half. I want to talk kind of about both of these things because I think they're really intriguing as to where the Premier League currently is. Because I, again, another extent, this is a long intro, Ken, but you'll be fine. You know, you've heard talking before.
I'm listening.
There is, a few weeks ago, before I went to the US, I did some interviews, and in one day I interviewed three people, one of whom I talked about how the Premier League in lots of ways has never had as many good players and been as exciting and as interesting as it is now. With someone else I talked extensively about football reform, and then with someone else I talked extensively about how the game feels like it's drifting away from people. And I think Sunday was another microcosm of all the above. The standard of Tottenham versus Aston Villa was unbelievably high, but it was overshadowed by loads of people holding up pink cards and saying the Premier League was corrupt. And I'm sort of, that's the same afternoon, and it's the same theoretical, in inverted commas, product, and it's the same thing, and it's now so sort of overwhelming in all of its different facets. It feels like every dial is turned up to 11, Ken.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, the Spurs Villa game was a brilliant game.
Genuinely one of the best games of football I've ever seen. I'm not messing. I could not take my eyes off it.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. I mean, it's Villa obviously have been a very good team under Emery. They're playing a really extreme style, which wouldn't have been possible a few years ago. I mean, it's basically a VAR style.
Yep.
So Son scored a hat-trick, all offside. You couldn't defend like this before VAR. You know, this is a big influence that it's had on the game as played.